What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Finding the Fantastic. It's that time where we navigate life. I'm navigating life. Like, in case you all ever wondered, I'm not sitting here like some great wisdom-producing person. I'm going through everything I'm talking about. Sometimes not. Sometimes it's stuff people send to me that they're going through and they need me to talk about. But this one I'm going through. The last podcast, we talked about anxious attachment. And the attachment styles. So anxious attachment is one of two attachment styles, anxious and avoidant. And I discovered this and it has been blowing my mind at how much your attachment style really dictates your relationships in your life, my relationships with everybody. A lot of people look at it in terms of like romantic relationships, but the reality is your attachment style really spans to every relationship you have. Work, family, friends, hobbies, cosplay, LARPing. You have an attachment style. And mine is anxious attachment, where I am just incredibly anxious as it pertains to like every relationship I have. You know, some people can be anxious avoidant. Avoidant is you're avoidant of relationships because you're scared you're going to be abandoned. And anxious is you're super anxious in relationships because you're scared you're going to be abandoned. At the end of the day, it's all about abandonment and protection. And I read this awesome book called Anxious Attachment. And it really, really helped me. And it's all about like healing your little me. So little Colleen. And I've been doing so much intense work about this. And it's been quite amazing. And has helped me across all boards. And one of the things I've discovered is in the moment of my anxiousness, when it flares up, you know, it's my protector, right? It's protecting me so that I don't get abandoned. And my protector is telling me that I have to earn love. I have to earn people to like me. I have to make sure everybody likes me. Like, my protector is telling me that because then I won't be abandoned. So therefore, I have to work for my love and earn all of that stuff. And I experience some big feelings while I'm going through this. And one of the things that they told me that I need to do is label the big feelings. So when I experience this anxiousness, right? Like someone asks me to do something and I don't want to do it, but I feel like I have to do it because if not, they won't love me and I'm not worthy of love, nor will they like me and I'm not worthy of being liked. So I'm telling myself in my head, big feelings, big feelings. Big feelings, big feelings, big feelings. And that's been really helpful. But on top of it, it's been doing a lot of work on the concept of love and liking. And the fact is people don't have to love you and people don't have to like you, but you're still worthy to be loved and to be liked. And people who are anxious, we don't feel like we are worthy to be loved and worthy to be liked. And we have to earn it. And so one of the things I'm doing is like constant reminding of myself, you can't make them love you. You can't make them like you. You have to love you, Colleen. You have to like you, right? And I just urge you, if you're out there struggling with this concept, like I never could put my finger on what was like constantly in my head. I urge you to look into the attachment styles. Read the book Anxious Attachment. It's by Jessica Baum, I think. I'll have to put a link somewhere. It just was such a game changer to me. It like has relieved a lot of anxiousness that I have. Or, you know, I'm not going to say relieved yet. It has relieved, but it's helped me to identify it because I think I was operating at such a high pitch of anxiousness. Like I didn't even know I was constantly anxious. And really work on little you. And what little you needs in order to feel secure that you're